Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is taking Air Force One to Israel. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said yesterday a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the president will take place tomorrow. Biden is expected to meet with Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders. U.S. officials have discussed with Egypt ways to get humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. So far at this time, none of the Arab countries in the region are willing to take in Gaza refugees. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he feels good about Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's chances to become House Speaker. McCarthy said he's focused on getting Jordan elected today on the House floor. Jordan was nominated by Republicans late last week and has been working on getting support from holdouts. Jordan needs 217 votes to be elected Speaker and to get Congress up and running again. With legal troubles on his docket, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is saying the feds are hunting him like prey. This comes after a new criminal charge that Menendez allegedly conspired to act as an agent for the government of Egypt in exchange for cash and gold bars. Menendez says he is not going to resign. The Democrat senator is due back in federal court next week, where he's expected to plead not guilty to the additional criminal charges. Four inmates are on the run after escaping from a Georgia jail 85 miles south of Atlanta. The Bibb County Sheriff's Office says they fled through a damaged window at the Bibb County Detention Center in Macon early yesterday morning. Once outside, the escaped convicts got into a blue Dodge Challenger and sped off. The inmates were being held on various charges, ranging from possession of a firearm and drug trafficking, aggravated assault, and murder. Today is National Edge Day. The straight-edge lifestyle means refraining from alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ford's chairman, Bill Ford, is calling for the United Auto Workers to make a deal and end the angry and bitter talks. Ford yesterday warned the ongoing strike by the UAW threatens the future of the company and the American automotive industry. Last week, more than 8,000 workers walked off the job at the Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky. The nationwide UAW strike against the big three automakers started on September 15th. Ford has laid off 930 employees since the strike began. General Motors, they've laid off 2,000 people. The Senate Majority Leader wants Hamas wiped off the face of the earth.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all.
The United States Senate will do everything possible to help Israel eliminate the threat that Hamas presents.
Speaking from the Senate floor Monday, Schumer underscored his efforts to advance legislation for the provision of vital military and humanitarian aid to Israel amidst the ongoing conflict with the Palestinian militant group. Schumer stressed that prioritizing support for Israel must be the foremost concern for Congress. I'm John Schaefer.
SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket line following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. Actors were demonstrating outside Disney Studios in Burbank, California yesterday. The actors want more money for streaming products and limited AI in the industry. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, our prayers and focus continue targeted at Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm Bill Martinez. Alex Tramer going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about Israel-Hamas war and bending ground invasion. Pentagon, as you know, has ordered a second carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean Sea, sending Air Force fighter jets to the region as Israel prepares to expand its Gaza operations. The CEO and Jerusalem Bureau Chief of Jewish News Syndicate has the latest news from Jerusalem. Alex, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Well, what can you tell us? Update us. What you know?
Well, there's been nonstop fire coming from Gaza, rockets even as we speak going at Israeli population centers. Earlier today, rockets were targeting Tel Aviv, which is Israel's largest population center, as well as the Beersheba, which is Israel's third largest population center, and the communities in the Gaza envelope. And each one of these rockets has the capacity to kill many people, even though the Israeli defense system, Iron Dome, is rather successful in shooting 90+% of them out of the sky. Each one can still do considerable damage. On the north, the situation continues to heat up. There's been anti-tank guided missiles fired across the border from Hezbollah in southern Lebanon at Israeli installations, both civilian and military, and the Israeli military has been hitting back at the sources of the firing. So that border continues to heat up as well. And Israel is awaiting the visit of President Joe Biden tomorrow. And we have to see what kind of message he delivers to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whether Israel will move ahead with the ground incursion that has seemingly been impending for the last several days, but continues to remain on hold.
Why do you think it's on hold?
Well, I think in the first couple of days it was on hold as Israel was trying to get its logistics in order, its battle plans in order, trying to gather as much intelligence as possible, particularly as to where not only are Hamas leaders stationed in hiding, but also where hostages could be located inside the Strip. You know, the Gaza Strip is a difficult urban fighting environment and is likely to be a severely booby trapped. So when the IDF does go in, they want to make sure that they are doing so with maximum intelligence and reducing the possibility of having their own casualties during battle. That's on the one. And then on the other is the threat from Hezbollah and Iran to enter into open conflict with Israel if it does, in fact, put boots on the ground inside the Gaza Strip. And the Biden administration trying to prevent a larger regional conflict from breaking out, and we're not certain exactly what's going on behind the scenes, but certainly the Biden administration doesn't want Israel to be the one that opens up the front with Hezbollah to full-fledged war. And so this could be a reason why they're being very cautious right now.
Well, not to mention hostages, right? I mean, they're trying to get a better handle on where the hostages might be anywhere in that 300-mile, you know, tunnel labyrinth underneath Gaza. So there's a lot, as you say, there's a lot of intelligence to be accumulated here. You know, the president coming to Israel, no doubt, will probably you know, hold back a decision to, you know, penetrate into the Gaza, put, you know, that I see that happening. But I really, what I'm disappointed in is it seems to be that, you know, there needs to be something more aggressively on Iran. Iran is the tipping point here. If they put pressure on Iran to keep Hezbollah in place, then it will not break out. But if they don't do any, if they don't put any pressure whatsoever on Iran, then I think that Iran's going to look at that as weakness, and Hezbollah will continue to move forward and really increase the number of bombings into northern Israel. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's very important that people put themselves into the shoes of the enemy and how they perceive the actions of Israel and of the United States, and for the Iranians, they perceive the delay by Israel as a potential weakness. In fact, there's even possibility that they see the arrival of the American aircraft carrier groups coming to the region also as a sign of fear. Fear that that Israel doesn't think that it can defend itself against Iranian aggression, and so this actually gives the Iranians a greater sense of confidence in Hezbollah as their main terror proxy. If they sense that Israel is on the ropes and fearful, you know, this is this would give them greater confidence to go ahead and attack. What would give them less confidence to go ahead and attack is if Israel would be responding to Saturday's attack with resounding force. You know, if Israel had already knocked Hamas a deadly blow, and it was already clear that Hamas would never be able to pick up the pieces after the barbaric massacre that was perpetrated on Saturday, that would be more of a deterrent to Hezbollah than Israel that is moving forward with caution.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's been a bit confusing on the ground there in Israel, Alex. I don't sense the Israeli people would be satisfied if Gaza is not cleared out. What do you say?
Well, I think that's right. At the same time, you know, I would say first, morale in the country is very, very high, and the Israeli core has been shaken. The Israeli people want to get the hostages back. They want to root out this jihad entity, which is to our southwest, you know, and to change the name of the game. You know, Israelis don't want to get back to the situation where Hamas can try to attack again in 6 months or a year, as they've continued to do over the last several years. You know, Israelis really want the game changed.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, every single Israeli family in the country has a son, daughter, husband, father, or dear friend that has been called up to battle.
Yes.
And is now stationed along the Gaza envelope, and some also in northern Israel along the border with Lebanon. And, you know, Hamas is playing a game of psychological war with Israel in addition to the strike. That's what the hostages are about. That is why they also are driving the narrative of the humanitarian crisis and inflating the numbers of Gazan civilians that are being killed. But another big part of the psychological warfare game that they play is, you know, if Israelis will be killed in combat, and if Israelis start coming back as casualties, you know, that also really, really tears at the heart and the soul of the Israeli public that value each Jewish life so immensely. So the IDF really has to make sure that when it goes in, that it's going to go in and be very surgical and very successful.
Right, and rapid as quickly as they can, because this is what Israelis are going to expect, is that they've got the firepower, they got the strength and the intelligence to be able to do that. Alex Trayman is with us, who will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As incredible as it may sound, there are people in our own backyards who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. It's our calling, our mandate as Christians, to ensure that every single soul on earth has a chance to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's why the Tide Ministry is encouraging you to bring our mission into your community through our Have You Heard Challenge. The challenge is to ask at least 10 people if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then share the love of Christ with them. If they embrace Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. Sometimes all it takes is a simple question to open the door to a meaningful conversation. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can join a growing number of believers who are actively sharing their faith in their own communities, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just wait like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Alex Trayman from Jerusalem continues with us. He's the CEO and Jerusalem Bureau Chief of Jewish News Syndicate. Alex, I don't know if you've heard much about what's happening here in the West, particularly in America, especially on the Day of Jihad that was recently conducted. it was a lot less than I think people expected, although people were out in numbers protesting in areas that were quite interesting, and I think eye-opening for, you know, those of us here in America watching how the kids have been indoctrinated. And some people were quick to blame the professors, and I said, well, wait a minute, you got to stop and consider here. I mean, we have opened up our universities just like, you know, we've had over 40 Confucius Institutes universities in, you know, some of the top colleges in the United States. And we've also opened it up to people who, you know, Muslims who have come in that are quite radical, that have been raised with, you know, raised with what I call ancient hatred. You may call it the same thing. This is what I've known it as. These kids have been, you know, taught from day one that they are to hate Jews, that Jews are less than, and that, you know, they're worthy of extermination. And so what's happened is America, you know, with our open-mindedness, as my old mentor used to say, sometimes you can be so open-minded your brains fall out. And I think this has happened in some cases here, is that we've allowed people who come in with hatred in their heart. And it's on full display right now. And this, you know, like I said, I only blame some of the professors for part of it. But these kids have been conditioned from day one, have they not?
Yeah, I think people forget that the Qataris and the Saudis, as much as 25, 30 years ago, were already pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into the Middle East study centers and the political science departments at major universities in the United States, and were particularly hiring deans and professors that advance the anti-Israel ideology, a pro-jihadi ideology. And what's ironic is that in the last few years, we're starting to see a reformation taking place in the Middle East, where countries like the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and now even Saudi Arabia itself are normalizing relations with the state of Israel. But we're not seeing any effects of that normalization taking place in the American university system. And not only that, but now we're getting to the point where students of this vitriolic academia, the university system, are now in halls of power. They are themselves the teachers. They're teaching not only in universities, but they're also teaching kids in high schools and public schools. And even worse, many of them are now in the halls of the Congress.
Exactly.
We saw what happened in the UK just a few years ago, where Jeremy Corbyn, a vicious anti-Semite, became the head of the Labour Party. And yes, there was a rebellion and they kicked him out of the party, but he was a candidate for Prime Minister of Great Britain. And we're getting to the point where the infestation of this jihadi ideology inside of the Western thinking is now, is now moving up the halls of power in the United States.
Alex, how do we maximize this devastation that took place outside of the Gaza? I think that there's, you know, for all the people that died, the innocents, and it is just horrific what happened. IDF soldiers are reporting back. They can't unsee the human carnage that they witnessed. It's kind of much like what happened after World War II, when Germany decided, rightfully so, and I think it was a smart thing for them to do, to have their citizens go and visit all these concentration camps so that they could witness firsthand for themselves what was going on. And I don't know if you've ever seen the footage there. I mean, perhaps you have. Is, you know, people going in into these you know, into these camps, and they're all jovial and it's like a Sunday walk in the park. But, and it shows them then when they're exiting, and they're exiting, and you can see by their faces, their countenance, and their body language that what they may have just witnessed was just beyond comprehension. It was that stark. And and I'm just prayerful, I'm hopeful, Alex, that God in his almighty magnificence will redeem this in such a way, not only for Israel, but perhaps for the world. Because there's 32 wars around the world right now. We're focused on Ukraine, Russia, what's happening with Hamas and Israel, of course, and not to mention the pending threat of China and Taiwan. So there's lots of danger all over the place, but somehow the world needs to be shaken in a way to say, look at, as much as possible, this side of heaven, we can do better at having peace, and to allow this kind of activity to be taking place. I mean, this is a dangerous cancer. This is so destructive to humanity at all levels. But there has to be, you know, strong leadership that raises up, that can lead the way. And I think this is where we are right now, is where is that international leadership going to come from, you know, to be able to, you know, kind of just tell people to, you know, tell countries, you got to stop doing this. And we've got to tamp it down. Otherwise, you know, and this can go one of two ways. You know, like you said earlier, Alex, this can go from, you know, there's some resolution, and we get rid of the cancer, we're able to reset and find some peace, and not have a regional or even something that could trigger a third world war, because those are the options right now, right?
Well, I think that Israel really has a moral obligation to win this war and to win it conclusively and to root out the jihad that's on its borders and to some extent also inside its own borders in Judea and Samaria, which is commonly known as the West Bank, and even inside Israeli population centers like Jerusalem and the other mixed cities. But aside from that, you know, the entire region is waiting to see how Israel will respond, and if the jihadis will be able to claim a victory, whether they score a victory or not, even if they're able to claim some kind of a victory over the state of Israel, what that will do is perpetuate the horrific cycle of violence that we've seen over the last several years. On the contrary, if Israel will win in a very conclusive way, to the extent where Hamas and Hezbollah are surrendered to Israel, what that is going to do is going to usher in an era of peace, and you will see that it will actually hasten the normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia and many other nations in the region. It will provide a model to countries around the world. The only way that you can have peace in the world is when strong, morally superior countries are there to enforce that peace.
Exactly.
The second they let their guard down, you're creating a vacuum that then gets filled by all kind of evil, and in this case, jihadi ideology.
Alex, do you think that some of the Arabs, the Palestinians, have kind of had it with the, you know, Hamas and this radical leadership, because their world's being, you know, turned upside down? You know, they're constantly coming after Israel, and they constantly get their hats handed to them. That, you know, maybe they just say, look, I just want to live in peace. Like you and I talked about, you know, Arabs coming in Israeli-controlled areas, they feel they're a lot safer in these Israeli-controlled areas as opposed to their areas there in Israel that are controlled, you know, by Palestinians or other Arabs. I don't know. I mean, you know better than I do. Is, you know, are the Arabs, maybe perhaps there's a number of Arabs that are willing to, you know, be more likely to compromise than the traditional, you know, Palestinian in the past who could not, compromise whatsoever.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. And the key is going to be to empower them to step forward and to really condemn and separate themselves from the corrupt leadership of the Palestinian Authority, of Hamas, and other terror organizations like Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah that are perpetuating the cycle of violence, which negatively impacts not just Israelis, but also the Palestinians.
Exactly. Alex Trayman, CEO and Jerusalem Bureau Chief of Jewish News Syndicate, has been our guest. Alex, shalom. Be well. Be safe. Thank you.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. President Biden is taking Air Force One to Israel. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said yesterday a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the president will take place tomorrow. Biden is expected to meet with Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders. U.S. officials have discussed with Egypt ways to get humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. So far at this time, none of the Arab countries in the region are willing to take in Gaza refugees. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he feels good about Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's chances to become House Speaker. McCarthy said he's focused on getting Jordan elected today on the House floor. Jordan was nominated by Republicans late last week and has been working on getting support from holdouts. Jordan needs 217 votes to be elected Speaker and to get Congress up and running again. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Jeff Kemp joining us, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. I missed you last week, by the way. I'm glad everything went well, and you had a lot of fun. So it's. But I just want you to know, we do miss you when you're not here. So
thank you for missing me. Yeah, I was out in Tacoma, Washington, Seattle, Washington, my old stomping grounds. And, boy, I got to speak to a men's group, which was fabulous, about being a man like Jesus, who sonship from the Father. And then I spoke to a business group about plugging people, your employees, into the community serving in Christian ministries, which builds culture and also blesses the needy that you're serving. So I was excited to be a part of God's work out there.
Yeah, and that's such an important message. I think that some, over time, that has got lost in translation a bit, Jeff, that, but when you go back historically and you look at how our nation was built and it started with a strong family and then it built out from there to, communities and service, service-minded people, and we have a rich history that has been forgotten and lost in translation, and that's sad. And that's great that you brought that back to focus, because this is what's needed right now, in our country, is that you've been pushing that a lot, and I've always loved that idea that this consumerism mindset that we've embraced, and we need to shake that off of ourselves.
The spirit of God, the spirit of service, the spirit of philanthropy, of caring for others, isn't gone, but it's on the way. It has, let's say, it's been reduced, as the culture has become more secular, where you kind of take God out of the equation and you say, well, we can perfect things. And we've kind of used government and organizations to try to perfect things, which is, of course, impossible. Mm-hmm. And forgotten that God started with the family and then the extended family and then the church. And through those vehicles, human beings who are, you know, in relationship in the local zip code, who love, who speak truth, and who care and are there long term, you can turn lives around and you can serve the needy and the poor, widows and orphans, far more effectively than if it's done by a dollar driven, you know, program that has some good technology to it. So I commend the people out at the Liberty Road Foundation and the Puget Sound for getting many, many businesses involved in serving in the community. Anyway.
Well, I think what's happened at the government level, you know, to your point, Jeff, is that it's one of those things that, you know, good observation, wrong conclusion. And because you got to look, just as you said earlier, you know, the bureaucracy and government, when you consider over the years and all the money that's been invested, I mean, just, I mean, trillions upon trillions of dollars. And how often can you say the government really did a good job here? It is always better at the ground level. You know, history, experience has taught us that time and time again. The Bible tells us that very clearly. But, you know, when we step away from the Word of God and the wisdom that comes from God, then we try doing things under our own strength and in our own way. And time and again, you would think that we would learn, but no, we just, and especially with a country that is becoming more and more secular, as you say.
Well, I think we need not panic, because as things turn away from God and the circumstances become more dire, the need for God in people's souls will rise.
Right.
And then our personal friendship with them, our personal relationships with them, our personal testimony and story of what God's done for us, will get the opportunity to point them in their soul to eternity. And God's goal is not to make every human government perfect. He knows that that will not be achieved in this era of history. His goal is to lead every soul to the perfection found in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about that is, it makes you a better citizen and a better parent and a better employer and better employee. And then all of a sudden it improves the government. But it doesn't start with the government. It starts in the soul. So I encourage people, the sky is not falling. This is not the worst moment of history. Opportunity comes when persecution and difficulty come. Let's love people and share Jesus.
Right. We've been this way before. That's the point. Throughout our history, we've had moments like this, and it's also been opportunities, as you say, to where the gospel can come out, because you got people are hurting, and they've tried it their way, and they're still not getting any satisfaction, and they see their neighbors, perhaps, if they are if they're reflecting the glory of God, they're going to say, hey, what do you got, Jeff? I mean, you know, I'm going crazy here. My hair's on fire, my family's a mess, and you and Stace, you know, seem like you got it together. What do you have, right?
And you know what? The good thing is we don't have to lead with perfection. I think our honesty, that we have challenges, we have struggles, we make mistakes, but we have a peace.
Yeah.
And I think you can, if you lead with your limp, meaning, boy, I went through a divorce years ago, or I used to have a struggle with alcohol and went to AA, and not only did I, you know, turn that around, but I found that there's a Lord that saves me and loves me. Or, yeah, I used to really struggle with anger, and still do have some struggles. But I have a peace.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that person thinks, wow, he's approachable. I can talk to him. And then
exactly.
You point him to the Jesus. So we don't have to be perfect. He's the only perfect one. But we do have to have that peace. And if we only want physical blessings, like, oh, my job to go great, my finances to go great, the school to do everything I want, my health to be perfect. You know, if we only want physical blessings, we're going to miss out on the greater blessings.
Oh, without a doubt.
Are spiritual and eternal.
Right.
And those are the ones that we can pass on to others.
Exactly. Well, that's one of the thoughts I had in preparing for our conversation is, you know, looking at Genesis 12 and God tells Abraham that he would bless those who bless him and curse those who curse him. You know, what does it mean? And you kind of touched on this. What does it mean to be blessed by God? And how can we be a part of God's blessing to others?
You know, I love that you brought us back to Genesis. And I looked it up this morning, the passage you pointed to in the 12th chapter of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, go from your country, your people, everything you're comfortable with, your father's household, to a new land that I will show you. And he didn't show it to him real quickly, did he? It took a while. But he said this. He said, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. And I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And when you think of it, how could all the people on earth be blessed through Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was through the family of Abraham and the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, imperfect as they were, all those chapters they went through, Moses and the Exodus and all of that, that Jesus the Messiah was born. And Jesus the Messiah wasn't just for the Jew, he was for the Gentile. He's for the Arab. He's for the Palestinian in Gaza. He's for the Russian person in Russia. He's for the person in, suffering in Ukraine. He's for the person in Africa. He's for the person in the Democratic Party. He's for the person in the Republican Party. Jesus is the blessing that gives you more than temporary blessing, more than earthly blessing, more than here and now blessing. He gives you eternal blessing.
Exactly.
So thank God for that.
Yeah. Well, it is, it's a high calling. And as you say, it's nothing of this world. It is an eternal blessing and the peace that comes with that. When you've experienced it, and at times, Jeff, you know, it's like a glory to glory moment where you feel like, okay, I'm there. And just as much as you know it's there, you know when it isn't, right?
Yep. Well, I pray God's spiritual blessings in every person listening.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jeff Kemp, thank you as always. I appreciate the time. How can people be in touch with you?
Just go to menhuddle.com. Menhuddle.com.
There he is, the one and only Jeff Kemp. Thank you, sir. Take care. God bless.
Hey, buddy. Thanks.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. She is Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl. We're here to talk about these great uplifting stories. Yes, they are some great uplifting stories that we need to hear around the country. Of course, the mainstream media wants to glom on to all the negative part because, you know, that's what gets clicks. That's what sells papers. Although, you know, Sam, I will say this, you know, the media is panicking because they have been losing subscribers because I believe that they've got out of their lane. You know, they're really not doing the job of a free press that's so necessary, especially in times like this in our country. But, hey, that's their problem. And, you know, we'll stay in our lane and talk about these great stories that you accumulate every week. You know, stories that, you know, lighten up the heart and some that even make us smile. Why not, huh?
Yeah, that's my goal here, just to, you know, bring a little smile to your face and everybody's face listening whenever. You know, when we have the opportunity, I think that's always a blessing to be able to do that.
Well, yeah, exactly. It kind of reminds people that even in our humanity, which we can be super critical of and say we're all not all that. But, you know, it's not that we have to be all that all the time. But every once in a while you get to, you know, you're just better than yourself. You're a better version of yourself. And I think that's what we would hope to and aspire to, especially in this environment right now where there's a lot of ugliness out there. And, you know, I might say, dare I say, hate. You know, flowing, and all that is. I guess the only use of observing hate is that it does kind of go out as a warning to realize that there can be something different and there can be something better. It doesn't have to be hate filled. What a waste of time. What a waste of life to be you know, corroded by something as evil as hate is. So anyway, getting back to the good news stuff, it starts with a high school student donating. I mean, this is incredible. 7,000 pounds of produce from their own garden, right?
That's right. Can you imagine having that much produce in a garden?
That's a lot. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are you on a farm somewhere that you're able to do this? Or, you know, how are they able to do that?
So Lauren Schroeder, she actually is in the FFA, but she started doing this during COVID when she noticed there wasn't enough produce being given to community members. And, you know, her sophomore year, her family gave her a half an acre of land to start her own garden. And
wow.
So you know, in less than 2 years, she donated over $15,000 worth of produce that she grew herself, which I just think is amazing. She has 20 different types, you know, like tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, squash, cauliflower, zucchini, broccoli, different herbs. It's just like, this is just amazing. To me, that's more than a garden. You've got a farm.
Yeah, no, really, exactly. Now, is she doing a kind of a roadside business, or this is just from her garden, you know, donating to various groups in her community?
So it's from her garden, and she's just her goal is to donate a total of 20,000 pounds by the time she graduates high school, which will be in 2025. Mm-hmm. And she wants to expand the garden and add organizations through her first year of college. And I have a feeling, so this is not a business for her. This is just strictly her donating.
Just a philanthropic deal. Wow. That is unbelievable,
right.
Huh? Wow.
What an amazing, that's something you never hear of. Donating back, like she's not trying to make any money. She's just trying to give back to her community. And fresh produce, that's such a great gift, you know.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness, I bet these people are so spoiled because the quality of the food there, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's something that, like, not only, you know, are you feeling like that's more nutritious and healthier, you know, than other, like, maybe a canned good that you might get, but there's something about fresh produce that really tastes different. It tastes better.
Oh, no.
Without
a doubt. Oh, yeah. No, you're spoiled. Yeah, because what happens is you're forever in search of it.
That's right.
What happens, right? Yeah, you go, oh, this actually tastes good. This next story is quite interesting. In these times that we live in, you've got record-breaking twins were born from 30-year-old frozen embryos. And listen to this. The mom is only 3 years older than that.
That's right. So these are, of course, adopted embryos, adopted by Timothy and Lydia Ridgeway. They're a Christian couple. They already have four children, and they struggled with fertility issues. And for the first three, they did fertility treatments. And so then they decided, you know, they want to have as many children as God will bless them with. And they decided, you know what, we're going to. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Need to apologize. Paxton wants to get involved. It's okay. It's fine. Yeah.
Are we talking about babies?
Yes, we are.
That's just for sound effect.
Yes.
So what they decided was we're going to adopt embryos. There's organizations out there that have embryos that you can adopt. You know, they store them in liquid nitrogen. There's thousands of embryos. And before they could do it, they got pregnant with their fourth child naturally as a surprise.
Yes. Wow.
So they decided to adopt these twins that have been frozen since 1992. Can you believe that? It was 30 years.
Set me free. Yeah. Unbelievable. Wow.
30 years. I think that would blow my mind to think that I was just 3 years, like conceived 3 years after my mom.
Right. Well,
that's going to be something hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, and then you tell the rest of the kids, here's your older siblings here. And they go, wait, these are babies. How are they older? Well, actually, they're like 30. They're 31 years old right now. What?
I always kind of joke about that myself because, you know, we had Paxton naturally, but we had embryos because we were planning on doing a transfer right before he was born. So whenever we have his sibling, hopefully,
yes.
His sibling is going to actually be able to tell him that his sibling was conceived before him. So I'm sure that's going to be messing with their head for.
Oh, yeah, that'll be some conversation. That'll be something that'll wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, explain that to me again one more time. I'm in a biology class in school, and this isn't matching up here. So how do we do this?
Like, who's the oldest? I'm the oldest. No, I'm the oldest. So I'm, like, kind of looking forward to giving that mind-blowing little piece of information to them.
Exactly. Well, stay tuned for details. This next story is about a billionaire who manages to give away his entire fortune during his lifetime. How did he do this? This is interesting.
That's right. So Charles Francis Feeney, he's known as Chuck, he decided he actually had very humble roots, you know, beginning in the Great Depression. You know, his parents were Irish immigrants, and he ended up making a ton of money through different, you know, different methods. He had the Duty Free Shoppers, which was like one of those duty free airport stores that was really successful. And then in 1982, he started the Atlantic Foundation and transferred all of his business assets to it. And his motto was, it's better to give while you're alive. You can enjoy it more. So $8 billion, he amassed a great fortune while he's alive, and he gave it all away over a period. By the time he passed away recently, he had given it all away to 5 different continents across the world. He gave it to the United States and people in the Republic of Ireland and Britain and Australia and Bermuda and Cuba and Vietnam and South Africa. And I just, you know, you think about, like, giving away money. Oh, that's easy. But if you want to give it away to people who really need it or deserve
exactly.
it, you have to be more thoughtful about it. So I think that he spent his life trying to do what he could with his wealth. And I do agree, like, you know, giving is such a reward in itself.
Exactly.
It's just amazing that that's what he spent his life doing.
Well, what a great idea, you know, give it away while you're alive so you can appreciate it, because as the old sentiment says, it's better to give than receive. And and you know that when you give of yourself freely like that, and especially if something of value, the reward, I mean, it's priceless. You cannot put a price on that. So here he is.
What he gave to was education, you know, mainly education. Then he, like, donated to human rights, and he gave a large portion also to the gifts of health, which I'm, like, you know, all worthy endeavors. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to make sure I told you.
No, that's very cool. This next story is a man. This is so cool. He graduates college with his biggest fan cheering him on. Are you ready for this? His biggest fan? His 99-year-old mother, huh? Wow.
That's right. So Sam Kaplan of Lawrenceville, he started his educational journey again in Georgia Gwinnett College in 2019. After half a century of opting out, he heard about a program, a cinema studies program, and he said he was driving down the road when he heard about it, and, you know, he promptly exited, pulled over within 5 minutes, he's enrolled in classes. Because he always had a passion for storytelling and writing. And he ends up graduating with a 3.975 GPA, summa cum laude honors, and majoring in cinema and media arts. And the best part, like you said, is his mom was there. His 99-year-old mom was there to watch him graduate. He's 72, and she's 99. And I'm just like, they're just living their best life. You know, just
exactly. How cool is that? This next story is about a man's $600 mistake nearly cost him big, but then a fast food worker. What he did for a complete stranger? What happened here?
That's right. So Craig Paul, he had a front tooth broken off about 5 years ago, so he had a partial denture, and he accidentally got it thrown away. So whenever he had pulled over at this restaurant, he realized, okay, my $600 denture has been thrown away. He approached a guy named Magano and asked if he could go through the trash bag. Magano ends up taking it upon himself to retrieve it. He goes through the trash bag she goes through the trash bag with a pair of gloves. She finds it, and the community ends up recognizing her for, you know, going out of her way, because she just does it without even thinking. You know, it's just like, I'm just going to help you. And she retrieves his denture, and she gets a $1,000 reward in the end, presented by her community as cash for kindness reward.
How cool is that? That is so awesome. Can you imagine freaking out, though, of all places I've lost it, in a fast food garbage can, I mean, my tooth?
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I'm amazed they found it. Can you believe that? That's a needle in a haystack.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Who listens to